there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Flying on Alan Air today is one of Scotland's finest actors. You can catch her in the brand new series of Shetland, all about the dark side of one of the most beautiful places on earth, on the BBC iPlayer now. Check it out. She's also in the brilliant Extras, Ugly Betty, and in my humble opinion, the best Christmas film ever, Nativity. It's the brilliantly funny Ashley Jensen. This is the final boarding call for Ashley Jensen. Thank you. Look who we've got on board, Ashley Jensen. How you doing, Ashley, love?
Very well, thank you, Alan.
Thank you for choosing Alan Air, because I know there's other budget airlines.
But none as good as this.
Thank you. So what are you like as a traveller?
Well, I would say I'm a very organised traveller. I like to know that I have covered every eventuality, including weather, illness.
Yeah.
I don't want to get somewhere and spend half a day going, I should have brought an umbrella, a plaster, bite cream, whatever. I like to have everything. And I think that goes along with like having a child as well.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the things that, here's a little handy tip for you.
Oh, we love a hack on here.
Or for anyone who might be listening. When I first had my son and I was having to do transatlantic flights, I read somewhere that a good thing to do is, obviously when they're old enough to like kind of be dexterous and maybe hold a vague conversation with you, you would get like a little present, just a wee cheap thing, just a wee silly daft cheap present and wrap it up so they can open something for every hour that you're on the plane.
For every hour on the plane.
So like if you're on a flight to LA, which I did back and forth for a bit, there was like...
It's going to be like Toys R Us in that seat.
Like paper everywhere. But it did. And then they kind of focus on this wee daft toy for a little while.
Right.
So there you go. There's a hack.
I might just do that and I'm 47.
Yes.
I might wrap them.
So get somebody to buy you some little presents.
A cross trainer. Wonderful. But do you enjoy travelling? Do you enjoy travelling?
I used to like travelling, but I find it a whole bloody hassle now.
Yeah.
I get stressed about the weight of my bag, the size of my bag, and I'm not comfortable until I'm sitting with a wee drink in my hand with my Bloody Mary in my hand on the plane, because I'll only ever drink a Bloody Mary on a plane.
Yeah.
Not in real life.
Really?
No.
Oh.
No, and it's, always on a plane.
And how do you, now this is going to be such a stupid question, but you do film in Shetland, don't you?
Yes.
Good, because I've had people on Game of Thrones. I'm like, what's it like? And then they're in a car park
Belfast.
In Belfast.
Exactly. Yes. Who knew the magic of television, eh?
Yeah.
And, or on a green screen with wires and stuff.
Yeah, on a tennis ball. I'm talking to a tennis ball.
Yes, exactly. I know.
But you do film in Shetland.
We did, and we had to get on a teeny wee Loganair plane.
Oh, I've been. For those who don't know Loganair, it is basically a tartan, isn't it? It's like a tin of shortbread with wings.
It is, and you get a little Tunnock's caramel wafer on it and a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And you're up before you're down before you know you're up.
Yeah. It's like riding on the back of a wasp.
It is a bit.
You're going down. Listen, lovely service. On time, not slagging off Loganair. Very lovely.
And
very
they wear a wee tartan costume, don't they?
I know, I bet Americans go, oh my God.
I love it.
Look at all the tartan.
I know. Yes, we did film in Shetland. 3 weeks on Shetland, 6 weeks in Glasgow, and then another 3 weeks in Shetland, and another 3 weeks in Glasgow.
Yeah, yeah.
6 weeks in Glasgow.
Because, I mean, I think it must be a double-edged sword, the people of Shetland. Because I watched obviously the first episodes. I don't know whether to take walking boots or a bulletproof jacket.
I know. That first episode.
Two murders. You came here to slay.
I know. But do you know what? She didn't bring her hair straighteners with her. So this character's hair goes on a wee journey through this, actually. Do you see me at the beginning where it's all sleek and straight and I know what I'm doing, and then the Shetland weather gets in the way. By the end, it's like, ah.
But it always seems to be sunny.
Well, funny you should say that. There was a blooming heat wave, wasn't there? So when I got the job, I was like, you know, I know Dougie Henschel and Jimmy Perez wore a pea coat.
Yeah.
We've got to have, you know, we've got to have a costume that is going to be kind of like a strong look. So, you know, the blue scarf, blue eyes, coat, silhouette, big boots and all that. And then I was like, I'm a wee bit lame in the cold. I'll need to have a wee vest and make sure, you know, that the jumpers are not acrylic. Make sure it's a proper cashmere one because I do feel the cold. Cut to Shetland, 78 degrees. I've got my cashmere hat, scarf, jumper, vest, and roasting, absolutely sweating.
You in a bikini.
Oh, God, no. Those days are long gone, Alan.
Oh, this has taken a different turn to the previous. Do you get to explore Shetland or is it all work, work, work? Because the beaches, I've been to Shetland.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I did a tour there.
Did you?
They were very nosy. They knew where I was all the time.
Well, that's a small island. Well, like or Scotland.
They knew where I was. They knew if I was having like in a cafe.
Yes.
They all turned up. Everyone was like,
well, you're quite recognisable, Alan. It has
to
be.
When I take the teeth out, no one knows it's me. And when I'm with my wife, people leave me alone.
You've got several of them, have you?
Yes.
Dotted around the world.
Every occasion.
In each country.
Yeah, so tell us somewhere in Shetland that you'd say you've got to go and see. Is it a bay? Is it a cove? Is it a castle? Is it what?
Funny you should say that. We all felt slightly guilty because we all just kind of felt like we were on our holidays on that job.
Yeah.
Because the weather was so beautiful. And it sounds like a cliche. You know when actors come on and say, we all just got on so well. Everyone was so lovely. Well, we did. We just were like, oh my God, this is amazing. I think everybody was genuinely, absolutely invigorated by this kind of weird landscape, this weird kind of
trees. No trees.
No,
why is there no trees? You say in the show because of the wind. Is that true?
Well, I'm not sure that it is true. I'm sure I asked somebody, a Shetlander, why. This isn't going anywhere because I've forgotten.
No.
I'm a lady of a certain age and I forget things now.
Fine. So what? Start the sentence.
Start again. Where was I, Alan? What was I saying?
Let's regress.
Right. You can always cut that bit out,
can't you?
And I can be a coherent woman. So we all felt like we were on our holidays there because it was like everybody cracked on so well. The weather was glorious and people were all going wild water swimming and throwing themselves in the water at lunchtime and coming back and giving themselves a douse down and then getting on with crime solving again. I didn't partake in that, I have to say, because I was convinced that I'd be the one that would jump in and get hypothermia and have a heart attack in the freezing water.
Because it's meant to be amazing. And I did an Agatha Christie documentary and she liked wild swimming. Did you know that? She wasn't always the old woman that's on the back. She used to roller skate, surfboard, and she loved wild swimming. And I'd never done a documentary before. So it's like Agatha Christie went wild swimming. So I decided to go wild swimming. So I'm like, well, I don't need to. I can just...
And what happened? What happened?
Well,
did you do
it? Well, I went
in there
and I was wearing this wetsuit. I looked like a Teletubby at a funeral. It was, I mean, I look unflattering in clothes anyway. So can you imagine a very clingy...
You look lovely.
Oh, you're very sweet. But the man next to me, because I'm a pussy, I don't like getting cold. He was just in shorts and I was like the monster from the deep.
Did you have the little gloves and the feet things on as well? Because that makes a difference,
and
doesn't
flippers.
It?
Yeah. I was in Devon. On flippers.
Flippers. The whole costume.
Yeah. I didn't have the big, you know, that big round metal
like,
head.
Like the drawing of an old diver.
Yeah, that was
Action
it.
Man.
So, yeah, I mean, I tried it, but...
I did it on the last night when I realised that I wasn't filming the next day and it would be okay. And it was really addictive. I got quite into it.
Yeah.
But I too wore a wetsuit.
Yeah. It's meant to be invigorating.
But it was a wetsuit that was made for somebody who was shot in Shetland. Because you know when an actor's lying on the cold, exposed ground, you obviously can't have an actor wearing just a wee jumper and trousers. So quite often they put like a big wetsuit on it underneath the costume so that they don't get cold. So it kind of had no neck cut in it and it was kind of cut shorter here. So it was a kind of half-ass kind of wetsuit. But St Ninian's Beach was the beach at Shetland where it's got like two shores on it. Have you seen it? Did you go there?
I think I saw it. I think there were some seals on it when I was
there. Yes. I mean, it's beautiful. Yes. Lovely. I mean, it's almost like a sort of a wee mythical place, I think, because look, people are always like, oh, you can see an orca. There's an orca watch. Mm. Everybody's like looking for orcas and seals and puffins. I saw nothing in the entire time I was there, to be fair.
Yeah.
I saw a puffin skeleton on the beach.
Does that count? Yeah. You know, someone says, oh, you never see dead seagulls. I saw a dead seagull. You know, someone goes, oh, you never see I saw a dead sea. This is the worst anecdote I've ever said.
Do you know what you also never see? Baby seagull, baby pigeons.
No.
Where are they?
Yes. How do they make love, pigeons?
Yeah, I know. How does a chicken? We never really see that, do they?
Has it got a penis? I'm not being dirty, but has it got a penis, a chicken? How does it... Does the penis come out?
I didn't do very well in my standard grade biology.
But how do... No one knows. Do you know?
No, that's a very good question.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where's been the most fabulous place you've gone on holiday? And I know, let's indulge ourselves. We all have lovely jobs and get paid good money. When is the time you've gone, oh, Ashley, look at you here. Have you been to a five-star hotel?
Well, do you know, see, this is where I'm a bit embarrassed because I'm quite Scottish and I don't really do I don't really do decadence. I'm much more along the, oh, you're giving me a wee tilted head and a sad eye there.
Oh, Ashley.
I know. I'm kind of a bit like, I kind of like a bargain. If someone else is paying for it, that's fine.
What's the most, have you ever been in a five-star hotel? Is it three-star you're cut off?
No. I went to the Bellagio in Vegas.
Well, that's nice.
It is. I wasn't a lover of Vegas, though.
Was it a room or was you just hovering in the foyer?
I just went in for a little look and then nip back.
Took a photo out there, then went back to your travel lodge.
Decadent place. No, I don't. I would say I don't really do decadent.
Okay, that's fine. No. You've never been to Dubai and been to one of those?
No, I haven't.
What have you been most impressed at in like tea making facilities?
Do you know what annoys me about...
Sorry, no, we've had people on here. They've had... You know,
I know, like somebody with the roofs opening up and things like that. My bar's down here somewhere. But do you know what annoys me?
A bed.
Do you know? I'm at the age now where I'd quite happy bring my own pillow with me, because I don't like when you lie in a bed and it's got an angry wee hard pillow and you just can't get a good night's sleep. I know.
What makes you complain? I mean, do you like a smelly room? I don't like cigarette rooms with someone with a fag in there. And it's no smoking now everywhere. So that person is a rebel, but naughty.
But that doesn't happen anymore, does it?
It does have a smoky room. Before I rang up, someone's had a fag in here. Someone's had a fag in here.
Yeah, no, I would complain about... We're down that path again, Alan. Goodness me.
No, you know, it's disgusting.
What makes me complain? I'm not a very good complainer because I hate it because it falls on deaf ears most of the time.
Yeah, no one cares.
And it's just like, you know, like the other day I went out and I ordered a side dish of samphire.
What's samphire?
Well, it's like seaweed, isn't it? We're back to the beach again.
Samphire?
Samphire is like a sort of Japanese seaweed.
Oh, you've changed this all. Oh, I'm not very decadent. I ordered Japanese seaweed.
I can be decadent with food.
Oh, but not travel.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but not really kind of with a hotel, because I would rather be out and about having a mooch around and looking at places. But anyway, back to the samphire. And it came with shredded cabbage in it. And I said, this is, you know, just a little. I mean, I always do it very nicely, because I think when you've worked in a hotel back in the day, and people that complain and you see them, what they do to the food sometimes.
Yeah, I
and
know.
I'm just like, you know, be nice, or do it at the end of the meal, or just say just a wee word of advice and then hope that they're going to take it off the bill at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, and not sentences you feel embarrassing in a Scottish accent. Is a tip included in that? Yeah. Is that one in the sale?
But you know, you've said something that no one else has really said, and when you complain, there's a lot of the time you don't think, no, people don't give a shit, do they? And I've complained about something and you can see them glaze over and they go, oh, I'll tell the chef.
They don't. They don't tell
the
chef.
They just think you're a dick.
Yeah.
It's a shame, though. They're like, I'll tell the chef.
Right, okay.
Yeah, right.
But sometimes I do find that the higher up on the scale...
I'll tell the microwave. You know what I mean?
It's really not working for me. A plastic was melted.
Ping. Coming up. Bon appetit.
But sometimes the higher the scale of hotel, you have to pay for everything. Remember, you have to pay for your Wi-Fi. You have to pay for a coffee. And it's like getting your hair done. Mm. It's like the more expensive the hair, you think you're going to get a free coffee slung in.
Yeah.
But then you look at it and you go like, coffee, £4.95 on top of the 380 quid hair colour.
Do you know what you'd be good at?
What?
Have you seen that show, Rip Off Britain?
Yes.
You would be bloody brilliant.
I know.
Oh, you'd be like...
And another thing.
We sent Ashley Jones to the samphire factory. This has got cabbage in.
I smell another podcast, Alan. It's called And Another Thing.
And Another Thing. Where did you go on holiday as a child? Because it's Annan...
Annan. Yes, Annan.
In Dumfries.
In Dumfries and Galloway. Literally just over the border.
Is it a nice place?
I've not really been back there. It was just a wee kind of simple market town. Kind of nae fuss about it, really. It wasn't like a flashy place. It was an honest, an honest little market town with the best fish and chip shop. Ooh. If you're ever passing.
I love fish and chips.
The best fish and chip shop, Cafe Royal, Annan. Still there. Wonderful. Where did I go? Do you know, quite a lot of my summer holidays, we didn't go in Scotland, which is weird that, you know, when you don't go to places that are on your doorstep, go, right, we'll have to go to camping in the south of France or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it was a mixture of like, you're camping in the south of France or guide camp.
Oh.
Mm. So sometimes that would be like you'd go to Devon or somewhere or up in Scotland.
Would you have to do tasks? Is it true about the badges or is that beavers?
No, that's...
Because my brother was in beavers.
Yes, beavers and cubs and scouts.
And then you look at some old photos, we're all out, and then my brother, like, who's seven, has got beavers written across his T-shirt. And you're like, it's like, hey, spring break. You know, it's like, but you're explaining to people.
Yes.
I know it's innate, but that's what they called the before you went to Scouts.
Yes, beavers. That's right. We had the brownies. And then there was the guides, and yeah. we used to have to dance around a toadstool.
Sounds like a cult.
It does a little bit, doesn't it? I was a gnome, and we used to sing, "Here we are, the laughing gnomes, helping others in their homes."
That's round available on Spotify.
Around a wooden toadstool. And then we used to have to bring milk bottle tops for the blind.
Oh, okay.
And at the time, this is how... stupid I was, and I because I thought that the reflective things were literally to help them see, but it was the early days of recycling. I'm like, come on, Gran, we've got to get the bottle tops for the milk bottles for the guide, milk bottle tops for the blind.
Milk bottle tops in my eyes. I don't need my guide dog anymore. Bye.
And that's why I was Maggie from Extras.
Oh, hey. We're on our way to Bonnie, Scotland. Would you like some neat and tartars washed down with a dram of whiskey or iron brew?
Have you ever had a holiday romance?
Oh, no. No.
That was a bit quick. You know, I've had a kiss from a waiter.
No, I haven't.
Lifeguard, security guard.
No, that's dull. My friend Alison and I did a girls' holiday to Lanzarote, and she got off with a guy who was trained to be a policeman, and I got lumbered with this friend that I just was like, no. Wasn't interested.
Really?
No.
So where's the nice place you've been? Where do you feel? Do you ever go anywhere and you think, oh, my God, this is home. This is home. I feel fit in it all.
Well, do you know what? I think I'm quite a positive person, and I feel that I can kind of go anywhere and be kind of quite happy. Bar down here. Back to the low bar again, Alan.
No.
In fact, one of the places I think that I went to with an ex-boyfriend many years ago, we went to Cuba.
Oh, I've been there.
Have you? Nice. When did you go there?
Oh, God, years ago when I worked at the call centre, years ago.
90s?
90s,
yeah. Well, I went in about 96 and we ended up in a brothel.
Well, I did not see that coming, actually.
But we didn't realise it was a brothel at the time. And then we ended up, my little green rucksack got nicked with everything in it. Then we ended up in the back of a police car. I had a panic attack in the back of the police car, which was like a sort of mini squashed yellow cab.
Yeah.
But it didn't obviously open the windows down and it was so hot. Then we went to the police station and I felt like I was a felon of some description, even though it was my bag that had been nicked. So I can look back at it now and go, well, that was quite exciting. That was quite fun. So we were there in a police station with these Cuban policemen just kind of looking at us, all drinking rum.
Yeah.
Like with their little rum, then they were pouring it out. And then I never got my bag back, though.
No. Do you know what I loved about Cuba? They all said that, was it Hemingway wrote those things there? And remember, the mojitos are so cheap. They have mojitos. You can have a mojito for breakfast and no one judges.
Yes, I know. Well, you can do that on holiday.
Nobody
judges.
Look at the people on the flights. Have like a bottle of wine. It's 6 a.m. Well, one judges.
Me with my Bloody Mary.
Yeah. Are you quite adventurous when you go abroad eating-wise?
I'll eat anything. I do not like to be defeated by food.
No?
And
What's the worst thing?
I made myself quite ill with snails.
Oh, we had someone else talk about snails, didn't they? Do you like all the garlic on them?
Well, I made them. I'd bought them at a market, brought them home and cooked them. And it was when my son...
You made them? What did you pay for? How did you just get them out the garden?
It's a different snail from the one that you get in the garden.
Oh, there's me trying to like save a few pennies. You say you're not decadent, but you are.
I think I am with food.
With food, like you said.
I'll put my
Japanese seaweed, you buy your own snails.
I'll put my hand in my pocket for a truffle, you know. Yeah.
You're like the Mariah Carey of food.
Yeah.
You've changed.
Oh. I don't like to be defeated by it though. And I used to eat oysters until I realised that I think I'm allergic to them. And I can make myself quite ill on them. But it's almost like playing Russian roulette, isn't it? I'll have another crack at the oyster.
And then
it's not good.
Oh, God, oyster. Did you feel bad?
Well, it was these. Yeah,
I never have them because no good comes from eating oysters. I don't care what you say. It is Russian roulette.
I can't get... I've done an oyster. I've been there and I've done that.
Yeah,
I don't really need to go back.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Where's the worst place you've been? Has there been not like worse? We're not here to name and shame places. But is there a place that has been a bit disappointing?
Well, I suppose one could say that police station and the brothel in Cuba were a little disappointed, but in retrospect, it was actually quite good fun.
How did you go in the brothel? Because it's that Victoria Woods sketch where her friend's colourblind and went in there expecting, thought it was a police station and wanted to pump her tyres up.
No. Well, it just looked fun.
Listen, this is going to be on the Daily Mail online.
It just looked...
My brothel shame.
It looked like a lively place and it was quite chic.
I bet it was. It's a brothel.
I mean, I think it was quite high class. It was quite a high class.
Nice.
Brothel. Yes. I went to France a few years ago and I would speak sort of pidgin French and they would just look at you as if they say, what do you want? Do you want to have this? And I would send my son up and I'd go do it in a French accent. He'd go, je voudrais un saucisson avec some frites, please. And they were, do you want two sausages or one? And it was like,
That's mean.
And then at the end of that particular holiday, we all decided it would be a good idea to jump in the pool with fully clothed and like, and I'm like, yay. And he's going, come on, Mom, come on, yay, get in the pool. And I was like, oh, yes, take my watch off first. And then proceeded to jump into the pool being fun Mum, then realised that I'd jumped in a slightly shallow end of the pool. My right foot.
No.
I left France in a wheelchair.
Oh, now that you see.
That was a bit brutal, but that was when I realised... This is interesting, but it's maybe not that interesting, but I've got a little hook on the bone of my foot.
Oh, you know what that is? It's when we were monkeys and used to climb up.
Is it? Does a monkey have a bone on its foot?
Yeah, is it right at the other side like
no,
that? Yeah.
No. It's there. It's
that's like, weird. Does it catch on things?
No.
Do you ladder your tights when you put them on?
But I didn't even know I had it, Alan. I didn't even know I had this little...
That's strange.
Idiosyncrasy.
I had a massage and the man was massaging my foot and he said, oh, Alan, he says, do you climb up trees? You have feet the same of an Indonesian tree climber. He said, I have very meaty feet, he said.
A meaty foot. Who doesn't want a meaty foot?
Yeah, who doesn't want a meaty foot?
You've got a meaty foot and I've got a hooky foot.
I'm worried
foot.
About this hook. Have you checked it out?
Well, it's kind of, is it like a spur or something? I don't know, maybe.
What's it made of? Bone?
Bone. It's like a pointy bit of bone that kind of did a bit of tissue damage to my...
And now you've got a hook.
I've got a hook. Part woman, part pterodactyl.
Yeah, does it catch on anything?
No, you can't see it.
Oh, I thought it was an actual hook.
No. It's... No. Like a bat hanging outside.
Do you know what? You should get a job at Cirque du Soleil. Swing you around the amazing flying Ashley Jensen.
By my hook.
Well, listen. We're about to start our descent. You're 100 years old. You've got all your faculties. You've got your wheelchair there. You've got your rug over. Where do you want to be in the world?
Well, having travelled around a bit, and I think it takes you to a certain point of your life to actually go, what you have on your own backyard is just as nice. Yeah. So I would go up to Scotland.
Nice.
To the Isle of Arran. I'd like to be by the sea because I think I would like to get involved in a wee bit more of this being by the sea and swimming and watching a sunset with a
A wetsuit though. You've got to do it without a wetsuit.
Well, I'll work up to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swimming costume.
Says me who would not do it without a wetsuit.
Ever. You've got
I know you've got to do it. Well, we've got to talk about the Christmas classic, Nativity.
And it is a Christmas classic, Alan.
Yeah, people love it.
We're up there with It's a Wonderful Life, an elf.
And I forget, because it's always repeated. And then people say to me, oh, my God, Alan, I didn't know you couldn't act.
People don't know that was all improvised, I don't think.
I know there was no script, was
None,
there?
Not at all. And when I tell people the entire film was improvised, they're like, what, really?
Yeah, it's just amazing,
it's
isn't
such
it?
A lovely film, though, isn't it? It's such a proper old feel-good film.
And it's not cynical. Sit down with all your family and watch it. It's lovely.
And the children are amazing in that.
Yeah, I bet they're about 37
now. I know,
now,
exactly. I know. But I still, like, from about now on till Christmas, people stop me in Sainsbury's going, oh, Jennifer from Nativity, yeah. Jennifer.
Yeah, I play, for those who haven't watched it, I play a bitchy theatre critic. So it's a real stretch.
I'm just pleased people still recognise me. In fact, here's a funny thing. I did my cousin is a teacher, and she said, would you just do a little Christmas wish to my year seven girls? And I was like, yeah, okay then. And I couldn't get whatever to work. I said, do you know what? Well, let's just do a FaceTime. And then one of the girls, I went, hi there. And I was sitting there with my Christmas jumper, a tree in the background, entering into the spirit of it. And all I heard was one little girl go, she looks really different now. I went, she's 15 years older than she was in Nativity.
We will soon be starting our descent into Christmas. If you'd like to stuff your face with mince pies, drink a bottle of Baileys and have an argument with your family, now is the chance to do so. Cabin crew, doors to manual, doors to man bag, floors to man boobs, cross-dressing to man handle. Thank you.
We're about to start our descent. Time for the quick fire round. Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Mile high or I'm too shy?
I'm too shy.
Not even on a Loganair. Okay, moving on. Nudist or not on your Nelly?
Not on your Nelly Duff.
Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with me or to Portugal?
That's random. Why Portugal?
It's just
definitely with you,
oh,
Alan.
Thank
oh,
thank you,
my
babes.
Gosh.
That's so sweet.
Does anyone say they're Algarve?
One person
Who?
Said they'd rather go to Portugal, didn't they? Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal?
What's
do you
that?
Do cultured things?
Oh, yes.
That's nice.
I love a bit of culture.
That's
yes,
good,
I'm not very good at sitting down and doing nothing. I like to get my steps in.
That's good, good. Mm. Last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give a good tip or do you go, ha ha, I'll never see you again? Here's an empty plate.
Tip them, especially if they recognise you off the tail.
Good answer. Thank you so much, Ashley, if you'd like to collect your emotional baggage from the carousel.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Oh, Ashley, thank you so much for flying Alan Air. Remember to watch the new series of Shetland on BBC iPlayer now. Thanks for flying Alan Air. Remember, life's a peach.